Hi folks, this is Michael Fiore, and I am very pleased today to bring you my good friend and weight loss expert and all-around cool person, Isabel Del Rios. Isabel, say hi for a moment here.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. And Isabel, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the line today to talk about what I think is an extremely important topic. The reason we're having this call is because through my Text Your Wife Into Bed program, I have access to a lot of married guys who really want to have, you know, better sex and better relationships in their marriages. And one thing I keep hearing again and again from guys is, you know, I love my wife. I think my wife is beautiful. She doesn't think she's beautiful, and she's, you know, maybe a little bit overweight or maybe a lot overweight. Maybe after, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years of marriage, she's kind of gotten to a point after having a few kids and, you know, being a mom and all those kind of things of just not being as healthy or as thin as she used to be. And these guys kind of feel like they just can't quite broach the subject with their wives about losing weight, being healthier, generally getting back that kind of thinner physique they used to have when they were younger. And, you know, personally, as a guy, I think I've got a pretty decent grasp on the female mind and how women think about themselves and things like that. But I figured what better way to talk about this topic and give guys some really good tips on how to broach this subject with their wives than to bring somebody on who helps women every single day lose a tremendous amount of weight. So Isabel, why don't you just give us first just a little bit of a background on who you are, kind of how long you've been in the weight loss industry, who you work with, and some things like that, so guys kind of know where you're coming from.
Well, Michael, I've been at this for about 10 years, and I struggled with my own weight, which is what led me to study nutrition, everything I could get my hands on, studied that in college, and then became a nutritionist and a personal trainer. And it was through my own trial and error that I really learned what works as far as weight loss and what doesn't work. And I applied those principles with my clients and even some of my family members and friends, and saw that it wasn't just myself that was getting results. They were getting results as well. And the funny part was that we were actually doing things that were completely against or the complete opposite of what most diet programs were teaching and, you know, what you would read in the magazines. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. It's definitely not a very common or conventional approach. And I think that that's why people like it, because it's really not like dieting at all. So I saw that I got great results. I lost 30 pounds. I've been able to keep it off. And I'm pretty short. I'm only 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
so you can
imagine,
you know, 30 pounds when you're only 5 feet tall, you know, really makes a significant difference. And I decided to put it all together in one book, one manual. We call it the Dietitian Program. I've been selling it now for 2 years, and we have just sold thousands and thousands all around the world. And the feedback is the same. People getting phenomenal results because they're doing things differently. It's not just, you know, the crash dieting or the suffering through, you know, these torturous meal plans and being hungry. No, we've just totally taken a different approach, and it's working, which is great.
Yeah. Great. And no magic pills or anything like that either. That's what always bothers me is some of these programs you see where they're like, just take this pill once a day and you'll lose weight. I'm like, yeah, and you'll kill yourself too.
Exactly. And you'll have a heart attack and, you know, you'll be slim at your funeral. So no, none of that.
Not what we're going for. And actually, guys, I got to say, I've met Isabel a few times. She's a very, very beautiful woman, incredibly good shape. And the idea of Isabel being 30 pounds heavier is astounding to me. I can't even imagine that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So let's kind of get in first a little bit to, I think structurally the best way to kind of present this is first to talk about why women gain weight in the first place. Both from like a, you know, most people, I think most women, you know, when they're in their teens and their 20s and things like that, they're usually in relatively good shape. They're not always. And then oftentimes, I guess more particularly, why women in relationships gain weight. And after being in a relationship for a while, whether it's a committed long-term relationship or a marriage, a lot of women and a lot of men start to kind of pack on the pounds. And I'm wondering, in your experience, why do you think that is? What do you think it is that causes women to kind of, I guess, let themselves go might not be the right word, or maybe they just don't have time, or what in your experience is the reason that happens?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, we can say it's let themselves go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the easiest, you know, idea is really just comfort. You know, we kind of know that that happens. We become comfortable in our situation. We become comfortable with the, you know, the guy that we're with. And we're like, oh, you know what? That's it. He's signed on the dotted line, and he's stuck with me, and it doesn't matter what I do. You know, whereas if you're still dating and you want to look good and you're trying to, you know, make a good first impression, you're still working on yourselves, making sure that you go the extra mile, you're going to the gym, you're eating healthy, because you don't want to walk into that first date and not feel good or not feel good in your clothes because, you know, you want to make a good impression and you want to get the guy. Now, if there's no more first date and there's no more, you know, wanting to make a great first impression, that's where they start to let themselves go a little bit. But I'll tell you this, I learned something really important about other females and gaining weight and, you know, the quote-unquote letting yourself go after I had my son is it's the time. Michael, I really now see why a lot of women, just after they have kids, they don't lose the weight. They stop taking care of themselves. They wake up in the morning. They don't even put, you know, makeup on. And I'm not saying you got to, you know, completely deck yourself out and put the high heels on every morning. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe a little blush, you know, here and there would help. But I get it now. And I didn't really get it before I had my son. But you know what? When you're taking care of your kids, you're taking care of the house, you might be working full time, you're taking care of your husband, you're making dinner when you come home. It's like, how much time is left for you? And that's something that I definitely think that guys need to get because I think that's the missing link right there is the time.
Yeah, I think in my experience, you know, I think most men just really don't realize how hard it is to be a woman these days. I think it can be hard to be a guy, too. You know, I think a lot of guys, especially dads these days, seem to be stepping up a lot and really putting a lot in. But women, you know, women are expected to be, like, everything, essentially. You know, they've got to be a homemaker. They've got to have a job. They've got to take care of the kids. They've got to be beautiful. They've got to do this. They've got to do that. They've got to do this. They've got to do that. And it just seems incredibly overwhelming to kind of, you know, find time to get to the gym or have some broccoli instead of just grabbing whatever the kids are eating that day.
Yeah. And I really appreciate the fact that you said that and that you actually recognize that because, you know, a lot of people don't and a lot of guys don't. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So you're basically saying the time is kind of the number one issue to help people. But I also want to talk about, like, can you talk to us a little bit about body image for women? I know this is something in my own program. I talk about this, about you know, how a lot of women just don't feel sexy, right? In my program, I kind of talk about one of the things I teach guys is if you want your wife or your girlfriend to have more sex with you and be more sexually, you know, interested in you and things like that, you've got to make her feel sexy. You've got to help her with her self-esteem. You've got to help her realize that she, you know, even though she doesn't look like, you know, some model on Maxim magazine, she's still an extraordinarily sexy woman. Can you, as a woman, kind of give us a little bit of an insight into what it's like for a woman who, you know, she's had a kid, she's a little bit overweight. What is it like to be a woman living in the world today where we're all, you know, we're just hit by this barrage of half-naked 19-year-old girls all the time? What does that kind of do to the self-esteem of your average woman?
Yeah, well, that's it right there, Michael. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. This is what we see on TV. This is what we're seeing in the magazines. And these girls are perfect in every way. And most of them are 19. You know, so I'm 33, and, you know, if you've been married for some time, you're in your 40s and your 50s, whatever, I mean, you can be beautiful at any age, but that's really what it is. And what I find with a lot of my female clients is that it's never good enough because they're never going to look like that woman in the magazine. And I'll even, you know, tell you personally, I'm very confident. I work on that. I know it's important for myself, for my relationship with my husband, and even how I act with my son. But, you know, sometimes I look at these girls and I'm like, oh, I'm 5 feet tall and she's, you know, 5'8", you know. Mm-hmm. So it's hard not to do. And, you know, with guys, you have got to, you know, really look at your wife, your girlfriend in a different way, and she'll be able to sense that. The same way that when you're just glancing over the magazine and you're like, wow, that girl's hot. You've got your girl's got to feel that same sense from you. And I know that might be hard some days, but that's really what it is. It's like it's almost never good enough because they're never going to look like what they're seeing on TV and what they're seeing in the magazines.
Yeah, something that I've kind of discovered in my own life, you know, back when I was single and even with my girlfriend now, is that the more beautiful a woman is, the more insecure she's going to be about her looks, right?
Yeah,
and it almost seems like this inverse curve to a certain degree. I mean, I've dated some very beautiful women. My girlfriend's a gorgeous woman. I know a lot of very attractive women. And you yourself, you're a very, you know, beautiful, attractive woman. And, but we, every woman that I've met has something about herself that she thinks isn't good enough. Right, and they're always kind of focusing on that one thing, and then it leads to this kind of, I think it can also lead women to kind of give up, right? When you see this ideal of these girls on Maxim or in Playboy or, you know, Angelina Jolie jumping around with a bunch of guns in a movie, and you think, I can never accomplish that, so why even bother trying?
Right, right. Why even start?
Yeah, and they kind of throw their hands up and they say, well, I can either suffer and feel bad about myself and try something that I'm never going to accomplish, or I can eat some bonbons. You know, I can have the Snickers bar. I can sit around and get a little bit fat and happy and kind of go from there and fall into this kind of trap the entire time. It was something that I think I'm actually kind of building a list of things I think we're going to cover later about, like, actual steps guys can take to improve these things. But I want to talk a little bit more about the problems that guys are facing before we kind of get to that. And one thing I hear again and again in my program and in my everyday life when I talk to people I work with is I tell my wife she's beautiful. I tell my wife she's gorgeous. I tell my wife she's got an amazing ass, great breasts, that she turns me on, that she drives me crazy, that she makes me want to act like a caveman and drag her off into the corner somewhere, and she just doesn't believe me, right? Like over and over again. Like I know lots of guys who, even though their wife might be 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight, still think she's incredibly attractive, right? Still find her very sexy, mother of their child, their partner, things like that. And I hear again and again these guys just say, well, you know, Michael, I tell her I love her. I tell her she's hot. I tell her, I pull her hair. I bend her over the couch. I do all these things that, you know, are supposed to show her that I want her. And she just doesn't believe me. She says, oh, you're just saying that. Or, oh, you're just, you don't really mean that. Or things like that. Can you maybe give us some insight into why women tend to react that way?
Well, because they don't believe it themselves. So that's why they react that way, because they have probably all day long have told themselves in their head, oh, you know, look at my butt. Like, it's just gotten so big. Oh, you know, look at my stomach. How'd I let it go? Or how, you know, so they've got all this negative self-talk going on in their heads. And that's why it's just too difficult for them to even hear and then to believe. So, you know, in this case here, I really think it's always actions speak louder than words. And even though a lot of guys will say to me, I tell her that all the time and I've said this to her, she's got to feel it from you in your body language, in how you react to her all day long, in, you know, you just touch her and hug her during the day, whatever you do. I really feel like here, actions speak louder than words, because, you know, words are really just that, words. And if she's bombarded herself with this negative self-talk all day long, it doesn't matter how much you say, you really, really have to show her.
Yeah, it almost feels like there's an aspect here of, you know, my program, Text Your Wife in the Bed, is largely about using words to get a woman turned on, right? It's largely about, you know, how you use particular language to... Basically, the core tenet of what I do is, you know, men are turned on by visuals primarily, and women are primarily turned on by imagination and by words and by things like that, right? And so I basically teach guys how to tell stories to their wives or their girlfriends in a way that, you know, engages the imagination and gets a woman to start feeling really excited and interested in kind of things like that. But what I hear you saying is almost this idea of, like, learning how to flirt with your wife again, right?
Yes, yeah.
Instead of just looking at a woman and saying, I think you're beautiful. Well, yeah, whatever. But if you can maybe learn how to, you know, let her catch you eyeing her up and down, right? Like, let her catch you, you know, kind of, objectification is an interesting topic to me. I'm actually pro-objectification as far as people go. Like, I think you should objectify your partner, and your partner should objectify you. Because, you know, dude, I mean, you know, physical attractiveness and being attracted to your partner is very important, especially if you want to have a long-term relationship and be successful and things like that. And something I kind of talk to guys about is, like, well, when was the last time you just looked at your wife like she was a hot piece of meat you saw on the street? You know, can you get yourself to do that again? Can you teach yourself to appreciate about your wife, like, what is sexy about her again?
Although some women would say, oh, I don't want guys looking at me like a piece of meat, that's a lie. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what makes you feel good, because you've gotten their attention, you know they're staring at you, and now you feel sexy. So,
I call it non-creepy appreciation. Like learning how to look at a beautiful woman and look at her with carnal lust and look at her with this twinkle in your eye that lets her know in no uncertain terms exactly in detail what you would love to do with her, because men are all perverts, and not being a free, not being a creep about it, right? Not looking at a woman in a way that you want to take something from her, but in a way that you're just like, I want to share this with you. I think you're very attractive. Thank you for the gift of being a beautiful woman.
Right? Yeah, and that right there, that's exactly what I mean by your actions and the way she reads your body language is going to be more important than your words at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us a little bit about, as a woman, like what kind of body language that is? What would make you respond when your husband does it or when other men who you kind of interact with in your day-to-day life do?
I think it's, you know, and I'm just going to, you know, I think about my husband who is just so great about, you know, the way he looks at me, or even, you know, where we'll be at the mall, let's say, just something so like, okay, we're shopping, and he'll just kind of look at me and maybe make like a little face, not necessarily like a wink, you know, so he hasn't really said anything, or I'll be cooking dinner and he'll just come in and just kind of like, you know, squeeze my butt or just smack me on the butt, you know, so it's, he hasn't really said anything, but I know that he's still doing that flirtatious, you know, we've just been dating a month kind of stuff. And, you know, after you've been married several years, those little things are really, really important. And I think that's why I have some, you know, pretty good self-esteem. I don't want to say it's, you know, high, but because I know that he's still looking at me the same way that he was looking at me the first week that we were dating.
So I think you actually made a point that we can connect here, which is before you were talking about how women sometimes let themselves go, and you said something about how I've already got the guy, right? He's my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's committed. I've got the, you know, he put a ring on it. And therefore, you know, subconsciously, most likely, women kind of think, oh, well, you know, I've got the guy. I've got the kid. I've got to go to soccer practice and do that. And, you know, we're not really flirting anymore anyway, so I'll just settle into being a mom and a wife, right? And
right.
Now you're just talking about how what keeps your own marriage going, and I think this actually works with my own relationship. My girlfriend's a very happy girl as far as, like, that kind of thing goes. And some people that I've worked with, is when the guy, you know, the guy oftentimes, men sometimes when they buy my program, they're like, oh, well, I don't want to do any work, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have to be the one to lead. I'm like, well, sorry, guys, you are the one that has to lead. Like,
mm-hmm.
whether it's evolutionary or cultural, men, when it comes to sexual relations, really do have to be in charge, right? It's like women are attracted to men who take command, who are willing to kind of like, you know, guide the path a little bit. Doesn't mean it has to be that way all the time, but I would say 80% of the time, at least, the man kind of has to be in charge. And I think for the guys that are listening to this, it's your job to kind of start bringing that flirtatious aspect of things back into your relationship. The key thing, I think, to getting a woman to want to lose weight and be healthy, and there's kind of two aspects of this topic. There's one, which is the getting your wife or your girlfriend to really feel like she wants to be healthy and lose weight and be sexy
mm-hmm.
and beautiful again. And then the actual nuts and bolts aspect of it, which I think your program does a phenomenal job of teaching, right? But the first thing is kind of reawakening the aspect of her self-esteem, her sexual self-esteem and her physical self-esteem and her, you know, et cetera, in a way that's really powerful. And I think I always say that, like, sexual attention from an attractive man is like sunshine to a woman, if she's a flower,
yeah.
right? Sunshine
yeah.
to a flower, right? Like women, when I first started developing my program, I noticed that I'm a pretty flirtatious guy, and I have some married women friends who are beautiful women, really attractive, who just don't get that kind of attention from their husbands. And I would talk about, you know, what was going on in my own life or the program I'm working on, or I would just kind of flirt with them in a non-aggressive way, and they would just brighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like literally this incredible smile just comes on their face and they're like, yeah, I'm gorgeous. I'm hot. I'm a hot piece of ass. Right. And that's okay. Right. Like I think there's this whole, like, this aspect of people where they kind of like think they're not allowed to be objectified or be beautiful or be sexy or things like that. But I think one tip we can give guys is maybe that what you really need to start doing, and I think you can do this through the Text Your Wife in the Bed program, but also in general, is start flirting with your wife a little bit. Right?
Yes. And if guys are waiting for women for their wives or their girlfriends to start flirting with them, it's not going to happen.
No.
So, you know, maybe there may be some women out there that are a little different, but I agree with you, Michael, that really, you know, you say 80% of the time, I think it's higher.
Yeah,
the guy really needs to take the lead and the woman will follow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, initiate something, initiate that flirtation, and she may think you're nuts at first, but she'll love it. She might not admit it. And then, you know, her actions will soon follow.
Yeah, and I think it's also like there's a stick-to-itness of the entire thing. A lot of guys, I think, will say, okay, well, Michael and Isabel, I listened to what you said, and I slapped my ass, my wife on the ass on the way by the kitchen yesterday, and she said, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? And then I never wanted to do it again because I'm so scared of my wife. I know a lot of guys who are scared crapless about that of their wives. You got to keep doing it. You know, maybe you have that one woman out of 1,000 who really doesn't want that kind of attention, and that's a whole other thing. Like, that's like a go to your therapist and talk about it kind of thing. But
right,
most
we're
women,
talking about the majority of women
we're talking
here.
About, and we can only hit the 90%, right? But the vast majority of women really do want that kind of attention. They want to be flirted with. They want to be lusted after. They want to be looked at in a way that says, yeah, sexual attractiveness is power for a woman. Is something I kind of talk about, right? Like being an attractive woman and the effect that has on men is really a core component of what makes women women, I think, and being able to use that powerfully. And when you're giving – a lot of women, I think, when they get into relationships and get married, they subsume so much of that they really kind of let a part of themselves go, right, especially women who were kind of attracted before. And so, guys, your job is to really start building that up again. You want your wife to feel sexy. You want your wife to feel like somebody who has – power over you to some degree, the power to awaken your own lust, to have you look at her with that kind of primal kind of feeling again. And I think just, yeah, like Isabel was saying, just, you know, slapping her on the ass, like just looking at her with that little glint in your eye, just looking at her and saying nothing at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
Letting a woman catch you staring at her is incredibly powerful, whether you're single or married or whatever else. But letting your wife catch you eyeing her up and down is very powerful, I think. And something you can kind of start with. So let's talk about self-esteem, because I think that's really a large part of what this is about. We talked about the physical aspect of self-esteem a little bit and how women kind of compare themselves to models and compare themselves to movie stars and strippers and things like that. And something I've kind of discovered in my own life is, like, you know, as men are just evolved. The way we work is, yes, we pretty much imagine sleeping with every beautiful woman we see. Right, it's something I kind of tell women that it's accept.
I just love the honesty on this call because it's so true.
Yeah.
It's like, let's not hide anything. Like, these are just truths.
They're total truths. And I think, like, the thing when I talk to female friends of mine who are just like, oh, my God, I caught my boyfriend looking at the ass of the waitress at the restaurant. I'm like, yes, you know what? I noticed too. Maybe he wasn't good enough at hiding it, but I guarantee if your husband is a heterosexual man, to some small degree or some large degree, he imagines having sex with every single beautiful woman he sees, right? And even the not so beautiful women sometimes, like.
That's healthy. You know, it's healthy and good.
It's a good thing. But what the key, guys, is, like, you know, what I've discovered in my own life is, like, that your girlfriend or your wife won't mind you looking at other women as long as she knows that you feel more so that way about her than about anyone else.
Right.
Right. She's not going to get mad at you for appreciating a cover model or looking at that cute 22-year-old waitress as long as she herself feels sexy, right, feels like she has that power over you. And, of course, she also has to feel like you're going to be faithful and you're committed to the marriage and all those other kind of things, but feeling that way. What are some things, you know, we're thinking about women's self-esteem, because I think a lot of guys, you know, we're not as emotionally in touch, generally speaking, as women are, right? And we often feel like if we bring up any kind of topic around weight or we bring up any kind of topic around, oh, honey, yeah, I remember that time you could fit in that cheerleader outfit and you can't anymore. We just get slammed, you know? We're like,
yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Like even my own girlfriend, you know, she's a beautiful girl. She's by no means overweight, but, you know, she might want to go back to the gym or something like that, right? And it's like, I'm pretty good at this stuff, and I still have trouble figuring out how do I kind of encourage her to go to the gym without her thinking I think she's fat, right? Like, what can I do? What can guys do to kind of bring this topic up in a way that's not going to send her back to the bonbons or crying or getting mad or emotionally reacting the way that guys really don't know how to handle?
Yeah, I would say all the methods that you're going to use, they have to be indirect. Mm. Any of those direct, you know, statements, they usually don't work. I mean, they might work on someone like, I don't know, if my husband said it to me, I'm you know, kind of confident, and
yep.
I guess I know I like the gym and I like going, I feel better, I don't know. But all of them really have to be indirect. And I would say first and foremost, guys, you need to make sure that your wife knows that you are more excited about her and your relationship than anything else in your life. I mean, I see so many guys that just their eyes light up when they talk about, you know, their favorite hobby. Or, you know, my husband loves motorcycles, right? So he comes home with a magazine, I'm going to get his motorcycle, and, you know, and he's just all fired up. And your wife needs to feel like no matter if there was 10 motorcycles in front of her, you would still be looking for her first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. You've got to make sure. Because if your wife feels confident, if she knows that, you know, you're looking at her like this person is number one to me, nothing else matters, I don't care how hot the waitress was, you know, you're it. She's also going to receive feedback or comments from you much better than if she's thinking like, not only does my husband like the motorcycles more than me, but he thinks I'm fat now too. Okay, great. So that's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is you've got to start with yourself. And
okay,
maybe you want to have maybe you want to have a conversation with, you know, your wife about how you're feeling. You know what, honey, when we first met a couple years ago, I was going to the gym, I was in shape, and I got to tell you, I don't really feel as good as I did back then. Like, I think I've got to do something. Maybe I'm going to start slowly. I need your help. I'd like your support. You know, I'm just not feeling that great. And that gives her the opportunity to go, you know what? Neither do I. You know, I hear what you're saying because I feel the same way. I'm not fitting in the clothes. So start with you and make it about you, and then she'll feel comfortable because she'll think, you know what? He gets it. He understands what I'm talking about. And even if you say, you know what, I'm so busy at work that I've stopped going to the gym and I just feel like my time is limited and I'm starting to let myself go, really hitting all of the emotions that you know she's feeling, but you're talking about it in respect to you and you're not just directing it at her. Because, you know, if you just direct it at her, it almost feels like an attack,
yeah.
You know? And I know one of the first things she's going to think is, oh, really, buddy? How about you? Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what my day is like. It's filled with kids and,
yeah.
You know, and work and dinner and all that. So, you know, those two things I think are the most important is, you know, make sure she knows that she's number one to you. And second, you got to look at yourself first, you know, because if she needs to lose 10 pounds, you need to lose 20, you know,
yeah.
or do you also need to lose 10? So, Michael, I think that's
yeah.
where most guys can start.
I think there's some important things you said there, which, you know, one thing is the concept of empathy, right? So
mm-hmm.
most men, a couple of things I actually was jotting down as we were talking. One is that, like, as far as the way men act, you know, women are, as far as body language and subconscious communication goes, the ability to communicate without saying actual words, women blow men away, generally speaking, right? Like, unless you're a guy who's, like, spent a lot of time studying this stuff, you're not going to be in the same league as a woman. So if you think you're just going to get by, like, you know, saying something you don't really mean and having your woman, your wife not pick up on
mm-hmm.
it, you're probably wrong. Women's intuition is alive and well, right?
Yep.
And picking up those unconscious cues, she can tell. But also the empathy aspect of it, the ability to empathize with how hard it is for her to get there in the first place, you know, to let her know that if she's overweight, not as healthy as she used to be, things like that, to some degree, it's not her fault. Maybe it is her fault, but if you want to convince somebody to do something, one of the most powerful ways to do so is to let her know it's not her fault,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, oh, I totally empathize. Oh, my God, it really is hard being a woman today. It's really hard. I know you spend all day with the kids, and then you go to work, and then you're stuck at your desk all day, and you can kind of feel yourself getting more overweight, and then you get home, and you just don't have time, and blah, 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 and I totally understand how hard that is, right? And by using a story about yourself, you really can redirect that concept. She can basically say, hey, you get it. You get what I'm going through
mm-hmm.
and reapply it to herself without feeling like she's attacked. The other important thing I think you were talking about was just the, you know, guys, don't be a hypocrite, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're 300 pounds and look like Shamu the whale, then, dude, get off your butt. Like.
Yeah. Because you know what? Your wife, your girlfriend, she's going to say it to you. I mean, you've
yep.
just opened up the door, and she's just going to look at you like, I know you're not talking to me.
Yep. And I do think that, I know I've seen couples in the past, people I know who got together, and when they got together, I guess there's a couple different versions. Either they both start off relatively healthy, and they both get really big over time, right? Or I've seen cases where the woman was actually kind of thin and, you know, pretty attractive and healthy, and she was with a guy who was a little bit bigger, and then over time she would gain weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of ended up, like, matching him to a certain degree. And to me, psychologically, that almost feels like her almost thinking like, hey, I love this guy, and to continue to be with this guy, I should be more like him, because then it just kind of works socially, right? It makes more sense. You really don't often see mismatched couples in our culture, right? You don't often see.
Yeah, no, it happens slowly, but it happens.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Let me just go back to it. So we were just talking about the just like you thing, the empathy thing, not being able to do that. So we're talking about some indirect concepts, talking about yourself. We're talking about some things like that. What are some other kind of tips you could give guys about how to broach the subject? How would you know, your program, for instance, is extremely effective as far as like nutrition and exercise and getting women and men to really start being healthy. What kind of process could guys go through to start planting the seeds of this? You already talked a little bit about talking about their own problems, saying, hey, I don't feel as healthy. I really want to make a commitment to being healthier and being in better shape and being more active. What else can guys kind of do to kind of get their wife going down the path towards feeling like they really want to take control of their lives and find that time and things like that?
Well, you know, the other thing that they can do even before they, they get to the topic or they bring the topic up is if the biggest challenge women have is time, because mm-hmm. they have so many things on their plate and they're trying to accomplish so much in one day, guys, you got to help your woman out.
Yeah.
So if she can't get to the gym because, you know, she's feeding the kids and she's doing bath time every night and, you know, she's doing all the laundry, you got to step it up and you've got to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one of the first things you want to say to her is, honey, I see you're just busy from the second you wake up to the second you go to bed. You know, let me know what's one thing I can do today to just
yep.
give you a little bit of me time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she will literally pass out. I mean,
oh, yeah.
she'll just be floored that you said that. But if you start with that and then she starts to get a little bit of time to herself, then when you do bring up the topic of maybe you guys eating a little healthier,
mm-hmm.
starting an exercise program, she's not going to be so quick to say to you, I don't have any time. You know, I have so much to do. So you might kind of want to observe what goes on in her day and how can you release some of that and get that off of her plate. Maybe you need to get a cleaning lady. You know, maybe, yeah, you might just need to get a babysitter, you know, one or two days a week. And you have to be okay with that and maybe even be the one to suggest it and start off with, you know what, sweetie, I want you to have a little time for yourself. Maybe you want to sit and read a magazine. Maybe you just want to veg a little bit. I just want you to have some you time. You know how much more that woman is going to appreciate and then be able to hear you when you say, you know what, I was reading about this program online and it talks about healthy eating. I think it'd be great for us, or let's start going to the gym. She's going to be able to receive that so much easier.
So I think the key thing you were saying there was the couple things, actually. One was the partnership aspect of it. Right?
Yeah.
We. You're using we language the entire time. You're
mm-hmm.
saying maybe we should start eating healthier. Maybe we should start exercising more, things like that. And also just the idea, you know, this happens in my own program too, my Text Your Wife in the Bed program, where guys write me and say, hey, Michael, I got all this stuff. Wow, this is amazing. It's really hot stuff. I know she's going to react to it really well. How do I keep my wife ready to go and happy and ready to, like, pounce my bones from the moment she gets home until the kids go to bed? Like, how do I keep her, like, all amped up while she's doing all that stuff where she's wiping runny noses and getting the kids together? I'm like, well, dude, you do it. That's how.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, there you go. Easy enough.
Is this important to you or not? You know,
mm-hmm.
do you want to get your wife to look at you with lust again or not? Like, you got to step up. You got to do more than your fair share is what I usually say. Like, at least
yeah.
at first. You got to be willing to, like, let her relax a little bit, you know, give her a massage, things like that. One thing you were talking about was priorities. And, you know, I think one thing we're saying over and over again here is, guys, you got to make your wife – I always say, you know, you were saying, you know, you have to be the number one priority. I tend to think that, like, for a successful relationship, your girlfriend or your wife doesn't necessarily need to be your number one priority, because I think as men, we're very goal-oriented, right? We're very much like I think women like men who have goals and have things they're working on. But you got to be in the top three. And you got to be number one at least some of the time, right?
Yeah.
Like with my own girlfriend, you know, I do a lot of business. I travel a lot for business. I speak. I do all these other kinds of things. But every time I get back from a business trip, I make sure the day after I get back from the business trip, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend and that's it.
Mm.
Right? There's no other answer that's acceptable for me personally, because I value that relationship and I want to make sure she feels like she is valued when I get home. right, when I get back from something like that. And I think, guys, you got to kind of do the same thing. You got to be willing to say, yeah, listen, if you have other things that are driving you, if your career is driving you, your softball team, your motorcycles, whatever else, that is fine. And you, your wife or your girlfriend will let you have that time because she wants you to be happy. But you've also got to be willing to basically say, hey, for this one day, for the next 6 hours, you are my only priority.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For this one night, things like that. And that'll, and again, this, I know we're talking about how do I get my wife to lose weight, but really the real topic is how do I get my wife to have the self-esteem she needs to be healthier and happier is really what
because
you end
that,
up teaching.
Yeah, that's really where the answer is, Michael. I mean, it's like, it's not just, oh, how do I get my wife to lose weight? Oh, look, this program works. Let me just hand it to her. You know, you've got to do all the things before you even hand over the program, before you even mention it. And I would say it's almost like those things are even more important, because if together or even if she just individually followed the program, let me tell you something, it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you even get there? That's
yeah.
what's more important.
How do you get to the point that she's willing to even accept the concept of
right.
trying to do something else? Especially since so many women, especially women in their 40s and 50s, feel like they've done everything before, right?
Oh, haven't I heard that?
Oh, my God. Oh, I tried Pilates. Oh, I tried the magic juice box that
mm-hmm.
makes you lose weight. I tried whatever I'm sure you're in the health industry. You deal with this stuff more than I do. Just like the magic pill of the week, right, that gets sold online for $50 and then nothing happens and goes from there. And they feel like, you know, when you get right down to it, what makes people lose weight and be healthier is diet and exercise. It's not that complicated, right? You know, what the diet is, that's very particular. There's some diets are better than others. Yours, I think, is fantastic. But there's all these women that are kind of jaded around the concept of losing weight. They feel like, well, I've tried everything and it isn't going to matter anymore. I know
right.
a lot of women who are just depressed about the way they look and the way they feel and all those other kind of things. And really, like, your goal as a guy, guys, is to – and again, I talk about this in my own program. You got to make your wife feel sexy, make her feel attractive, make, you know, find the things about her that are really, really positive. One thing that's kind of coming up in my brain that I'd love your comment on is this concept of accomplishment as she's going or as you're going, right? I think a lot of people, what they do is they go on any kind of program. We'll use weight loss because that's what we're talking about today. And they start off and they do okay. And they say, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by the end of the month. And they lose 10 pounds by the end of the month, right,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty great. But then they look at that and they say, oh, God, I'm a failure. I didn't lose those other 10 pounds by the end of the month. I'm a failure. Instead of focusing on the positives, right, which is, oh, my God, you lost 10 pounds in the last 30 days,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think men and women particularly, but, you know, we're talking about women here, kind of do that a lot. How would you tell guys to, like, what kind of goal setting and what kind of, like, positive feedback could a guy do as his wife is working on this kind of stuff? Because obviously she's not going to go from, you know, 20 pounds or 30 pounds overweight to being in the best shape she possibly can be overnight. How can a guy kind of, like, help her benchmark and help her feel really good about the progress she's making as she goes?
Well, really just continuing to celebrate all of her successes.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, celebrate them. Like, if you came
yeah.
home with a gift certificate to a spa, like a spa day, and, you know, you don't have to go all out and buy the all-inclusive program, but if you went out and you came home with a gift certificate for a massage and you said to her, honey, I am so unbelievably proud of you. You look phenomenal. I mean, I think back 4 weeks ago and what you've accomplished in those 4 weeks, and I just want you to go and enjoy yourself because I am so impressed by what you've done. I mean, that word impressed, like when women hear it and it comes from, you know, their man, their husband, their boyfriend, it just, it means a lot more than a guy can imagine. And if you actually went out or you even just bought a card, you know, we're definitely into that stuff. I'll never forget. And my husband was just never into buying cards. And he said, Isabel, what do you want for your birthday? Ah, I don't need anything. I said, I want you to get me a card. And he's like, I don't do cards. But, you know, cards mean so much to women. Well, he picked me up. I was on a business trip. And when I got in the car, there was a card in the car. Okay, great. I'm like, oh, he listened to me. That's so great. Then I came home, and there was a card on the kitchen counter. And then when I went to bed, there was a card under my pillow. And, you know, he basically, and that meant so much to me. So you better believe that made me feel awesome, you know, because he heard me. He went out of his way. He actually went to the store, you know, and bought something. So
yeah.
Celebrate her successes. But I mean, really do something. And it doesn't even have to cost you a lot of money. You know, you could cook her a healthy dinner. And just, you know, she comes home and dinner is made and you're waiting for her and you're like, just, you know, I'm just, again, so impressed by what you've done and I wanted to do something special for you and here it is. I mean, do you not think she's going to be encouraged to keep going after that? But this is where, you know, Michael, you were talking about putting in the work, you know, and some guys will be like, oh, I don't want to do anything. You got to do a little something, you know, to make her feel good. This is your part. And, you know, and she'll
and,
keep
and, you know,
going.
Honestly, if you do that, you'll get rewards too, right? It's not like you're just going to be putting all this work in and never get anything out of it. She's going to do something similar for you too. It just adds a lot of positivity into your relationship. Like something I was just sketching down while you were talking was the idea of making your wife a hobby. Right? Like making your wife feel good and making your relationship a hobby, right? Or a game in a way. And it's like, you know, instead of getting sucked into playing video games for 40 hours this week, though I've certainly done that every once in a while, I'm a bit of a geek. And, you know, can you figure out a way to make, like, making your wife or your girlfriend happy and feel sexy and all that other stuff a game for yourself? Right? Can you set yourself little goals for it? Can you think about, like, you know, the psychology of your wife and, like, understanding something about how women think and say, okay, I really want my girlfriend or my wife to feel really good. What do I got to do that? And it doesn't take that much.
No, right? No. And I would say don't go overboard, right?
Sure.
You know, don't, like, become obnoxious and do, like, the overkill. So I think there's, like, a happy medium here. And Michael, like you're saying, like, you know, it doesn't take that much.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, do the little things.
Yep.
You know, don't become predictable, you know, just keep her on her toes. And I like that. Make your wife a hobby.
Yeah, I think so.
As soon as my husband comes home, I'm going to let him know that he's got a new hobby.
That's great. He should listen to this call when we're done.
Yeah.
One thing that I do in my own relationships in the past, and the one that I'm definitely doing, the one that I have now, is, and I'm not sure this is really going to apply to this particular topic, but I do these little six-month check-in things with my girlfriend, right? Like every 6 months that we're together, we kind of sit down, we have a night, we sit around, we have a glass of wine, and we say, hey, how am I doing? You know, like in like a positive way, like not in like a judgmental way, but actually I think like setting times in your relationship when you can really sit down and have honest conversation about things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, it can be hard, especially because the longer you're together, the more built up stuff there is in a relationship, right? But just like finding a way to basically to be like, hey, I want to bring this up. I still don't think that's the time for you to sit down and say, hey, honey, I think you're fat. That ain't gonna work. But I think if you go to your wife and you kind of say like, hey, are you happy with the way things are going with you and I, and what can I do to make things better? Right? Like showing that intention that you're willing to do some work, that you think of your relationship as a high priority in your life, whether it's the first priority or the second or the third or whatever else. It's got to be in those top three, I would tend to think. And you're willing to like basically do some work and make some compromises and actually do something to like make her happier. She'll come back and do the same thing. It's reciprocity,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a basic tenet of humanness, really, where if you give something, somebody else will want to give as well. And if you go first and if you kind of say like, hey, I really want to, what can I do to make you happier or whatever else? And she might say, hey, can you pick up the kids on Tuesdays, or can you just look at me and tell me you think I'm beautiful every once in a while or whatever else? If you get her to make a request first, it's a lot more palpable for you to make a small request as well.
Right.
And I think if you are ever going to make an actual request, make it small to start.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like small asks. Make these tiny little asks as you go, and that'll lead to where you want to get. Whereas if you suddenly say, hey, honey, I want you to lose 55 pounds, like, yeah, good luck, buddy. You know?
Yeah, and get on that pronto.
Yeah, totally. Why don't you just like completely change your entire lifestyle the entire time?
Mm-hmm.
But there is something there about the baby steps in lifestyle change. And I'm sure you talk about that in your own program. You know, we've all know people who say the beginning of the year, well, yeah, this is how gyms make all their money, right? Like local gyms like 24-Hour Fitness, Gold's Gym, they're built on a continuity model around the idea of people not showing up.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? They're built around January 1st to March 1st, we sign up X thousands of people, and X hundreds of people actually bother showing up for more than a week, right? Because it's just too much of a change at one time.
And that's actually something very important that I talk about in the dietitian program is you do not need to overhaul your whole entire life. And that's how people are able to stick to the program, because I'm not asking them to drastically change everything that they do. Even if you just take one of the principles and follow that for 2 or 3 weeks and then move on to the next one, you're still going to see results. And before you know it, you have, you know, 6 months have passed and you've made these changes in a slow and very doable way, and now they've become a part of your life. So, if you're expecting your wife to completely be able to overhaul all in one shot, it's near impossible, and it's also not enjoyable.
It's kind of unhealthy, too, I think. When you get down Why are we doing that? And again, though, I think there's like the positive, the positive focus. Focus on the positive things that you've done. Focus on the accomplishments that you've gotten. Focus on the accomplishments that she's gotten as you go. It doesn't matter if you do every single detail of everything and get down to being, the same weight you were in high school. I think I was 165 pounds back then, which is never going to happen again. I just cracked 210 recently. But just focusing on the positive things the entire way. So I think we're approaching where we can kind of wrap things up a little bit. So Isabel, I guess what's the one most important thing you would tell a guy who is in this kind of situation, where he feels like he just really wants his wife, maybe he wants her to be thinner for him because he wants to have a more beautiful wife, because that's important to men, right? We care about the way our wife or our woman looks and how other men react to that and how other people react to that. But also he wants her to be healthy. What's the number one piece of wisdom you think you could give him?
If I just had to emphasize anything that we talked about, Michael, it really is show your wife or your girlfriend that you're there for her and do the little things for her. The issue here for most women is the overwhelming and the no time. That, I have to say, is first and foremost. And you will be able to accomplish a lot of the things that we discussed as far as self-esteem and making her feel sexy and making her feel better by just giving her some help. And I'm not talking about help with like, and then making her feel guilty about it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
But
I did the dishes. Like, look at all the things that I did. I mean, when I go downstairs and my husband has the whole entire kitchen clean and I'm like, oh, what happened? You know what, sweetie? I know you had a rough day. Sit down. I got it. Don't worry. I took care of it already. That to me, that makes me feel sexy. That makes me feel like he does care about me, and it makes me want to do so much for him. So if I had to emphasize anything, it's really that, because you're going to be able to accomplish a lot by just doing those little things, and you are going to be able to discuss the losing weight, doing it together. I would think, if you're going to take anything away from this call, it's that. And don't worry, you're not going to be doing all these things and not getting anything in return.
No, you get a lot in return, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, cool. Let's just summarize a little bit. So I think just to wrap up a little bit. So we talked about how the number one reason a lot of women are kind of out of shape or are not as healthy as they should be is because of time. And we talked about how what a guy can do is to help her get more time. I actually think, I try to live as simple of a lifestyle as possible, right? I don't have a lot of stuff around. I have a few hobbies I'm really, really into, and then I have a few other things I do, but I don't overschedule myself. I think there's a whole other topic there about teaching guys how to minimize the amount of crap going on in your life, and women too. Like, there's so much overwhelm these days, especially when you have kids and you've got soccer games to go to and things like that. How can you kind of simplify the time of it? And the other thing we really talked about was self-esteem and empathy, and how, just understanding what it's like to be a woman in our culture, especially a woman who's not 19 with, breasts that reach the ceiling anymore, right? Like, it just isn't the way it is anymore. And just being empathetic to kind of what that is and putting yourself in a position where you say, hey, you know what? I dig what it's like. It's hard for a woman to kind of be there. And guys, I hate to tell you, I'm not saying it's got to be a job, but it does have to be a hobby. You have to like put the time in to be a good partner and to be somebody who really helps your wife or helps your girlfriend or makes her feel sexy and gives her what she needs. So Isabel, you've got this amazing program called The Diet Solution. Guys, underneath, I'll probably put together a summary sheet for this, and in that summary sheet, I will have a link that goes directly to the Diet Solution program. There's a fantastic video on that site where Isabel really talks about her own journey and talks about just how many people she's helped with this. But I think the key thing here is, guys, what I would recommend is you use this call, you take your notes, and you work on the self-esteem aspects first. You work on making your wife feel wanted, making your wife or your girlfriend feel sexy and beautiful, give her permission to kind of act on what she does. That's kind of a big tenet of my program, is giving your wife permission to act on her desires. And this is kind of a similar thing. She probably does want to be more attractive. And then I would really recommend that, you know, it works for both men and for women. You go check out Isabel's program, The Diet Solution. It's really great stuff. And like anything else, there is some work involved in it, but it works. Unlike some of these magic pill things that you'll find out there. So I've been Michael Fiore, and Isabel Del Rios, I love saying your name. thank you so much for coming on and doing this with us. I really, really appreciate it. I think we gave our audience here some really tangible and useful kind of stuff to use, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael. It was fun.
Okay, great.